This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security, it has now become a part of the national defense doctrine. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat yesterday. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behavior. He added that if Pakistan's behavior improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. Defense Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying eliminating of terrorism is the new normal of new India.
साथियों, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है, शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है। एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है। जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था। अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various people-centric projects worth 708 crore rupees in Gandhinagar today. These include the projects of Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, Gandhinagar Urban Development Authority and Gandhinagar District Administration. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will attend several programs in Ahmedabad and Mahisana. In Tamil Nadu state, BJP unit held Tiranga rallies at various places in the districts of Tenkashi, Tiruppattur, Tuttikudi, Vellur and Theni. BJP workers, leaders, ex-servicemen and youth participated at the rally. The participants held the tricolour flag and raised slogans supporting the pride and sacrifice of the defence forces. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has carried out searches at 15 locations linked with banned Babar Khalsa International BKI terrorist group in Punjab in a case related to grenade attack on a police station in Gurdaspur district last year. The agency in a statement yesterday said that the searches were carried out in Gurdaspur, Patala, Amritsar and Kapurthala districts of Punjab, which led to the seizure of various incriminating materials, including mobiles, digital devices and documents. India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $4.55 billion, reaching $690.6 billion in the week ending 9th May. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India, during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by $196 million to over $581.3 billion. Gold reserves surged by $4.5 billion, totaling to $86.33 billion. The Railway Board has approved an important new rail line project between Karhi and Sagma worth over 165 crore rupees, strengthening rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh. The proposed quad rail line under the West Central Railway Zone will be 5.31 kilometres long. The bi-directional quad line between Karhi and Sagma will connect the Lalitpur-Singrauli new line to the existing Itarsi-Manikpur line. Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, is set to launch its Doctor of Philosophy PhD program in Mass Communication and Journalism from the upcoming academic year. The institute has notified the rules for the program, with admission details to be announced later. Vice Chancellor of IIMC, Dr. Anupama Bhatnagar, has confirmed the launch of the new course and said that the institution is ready to take the new responsibility. The Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, IIFT, has announced the establishment of its first overseas campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. This marks a key step in expanding IIFT's global presence and strengthening India's engagement in international business education. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that this truly reflects the spirit of the National Education Policy 2020, marking a new chapter in the internationalization of Indian education and its growing role in shaping thought leadership globally. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League men's javelin throw event. The Olympic gold medalist smashed the 90-meter barrier for the first time in his career with a colossal throw of 90.33 meters in the third round. However, Germany's Julian Weber, who came up with a winning throw of 91.06 meters in his final attempt, surpassed Chopra to claim the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.